on Daf, Beis Amad Aleph, let us start the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Lomali Lamisni Ze Omer Ani Mitzasiya, Ze Omer Ani Mitzasiya, Ze Omer Kula Shali, Ze Omer Kula Shali. Lisni Chode, let us just say one Bava, why does he have to say these two Bavas, Ani Mitzasiya? Kulo Shali, let us just say one Bava. So the Gemara says, Chodek Toni, Taka only says one Bava in the Mishneh. Zayimer Animitzasiya, Vikulo Shali. Zayimer Animitzasiya, Vikulo Shali. He's just, it's the same case, Animitzasiya, Vikulo Shali. Frag the Gemara, Velisni Animitzasiya. Vano yedano de kula shali. Let it say ani mitzasiya, and I'll know the kula shali. Why does he have to elaborate and say the kula shali if he found it? So vashteitzach it's the kula shali. So the Gemara says itone ani mitzasiya, hava mina mai mitzasiya riisiya. I would think that what he tainis mitzasiya, I found it, does not necessarily mean I picked it up. I found it, that means he saw it. Af al gav deleyasoi liyode, even though he didn't pick it up. Beriya ba'al mekoni. So if we're only saying the Mishneh, ze'oimer ani mitzasiya, ve'zoimer ani mitzasiya, I would think that the taina is that I saw it first, and that is why it is mine. So tane kula shali, that he, to explain, to elaborate, the beria loikone, beria yonat koine. So that's why he's marchiv mitzasiya, and it became mine through a kinyamalya, through a hagbah. The Beria Loikoni. So, while the Gemara is telling us that the Mishnah is speaking about one Bove, that the tining Ani Mitzasiya, and it became mine, not through Beria, through Agba. So the Gemara says, Umi Motzis Amrit Mai Mitzasiya Risiya. How could you say that I would think, without the kula shali, that mitzosia means I saw it? V'omar Rav Noi u'mitzosa dasoi liyode mashme. That we'll see in Rashi exactly what the chiddush of Rav Noi is. But Rav Noi says that it says in the pasuk mitzosa that even it came biyodai, is also adin dafke Yisrael b'loy shalak, and we'll see in Rashi more bariches. But al-Kaponim, Rav Noi translated that metzosa means that it came into his hands. So the whole teretz falls off. How could you say that, if we'd say metzosi alone, I would think that he's kaine beriye, metzosoi, da'asoi liyode mashma, metzosa means that he picked it up. So the Gemara says, "In you're right. Umitzasa dekra, dasoy liyode mashme. When the lishne dekra, so mitzasa means that he picked it up. Umiyu tane lishne dalmenoket. But the tane, I would think, is speaking the way people speak. And when a person sees something, he says, I found it already. So if the Mishnah would say only Ani Mitzasiya, I would think that the Tana is speaking Kalishna Dalme, and by saying that he saw it first, he was kainit with Riyah. So that's why the Tana to say, Tani Kula Shali, the Beriya Baalme Loikonilo, to tell us that Beriya you're not kainit, you have to kula shli, you have to make a proper maisa kinyan, a kinyan hagbo. fragt die Gemara, velisni kula shaliv leibo ani mitzosia. So, why does it say mitzosia? And then, mitzosia could be misleading. So I would think that when he sees it alone, he's going it, that's what he says, v'kulo shali, he has to elaborate that he made a proper ma'aseh kinyan. Let it say kulo shali, so there would not be a mokim litois. Kulo shali zikha is not misleading, and I would say kulo shali because he made a proper ma'aseh kinyan. Leiboi ani mitzosiyo. So why does the Mishnah say ani mitzosiyo, and then the Mishnah has to add on kulo shali? So the Gemara answers, itone kulo shali. If we're only saying the Mishnah kulo shali, ava amine, so I would think, that's true, the Mishnah is speaking about that a person is saying it became his mitzia to hagbo. But in another place which says mitzosia, b'riya ba'alme koni, that's also true, that riya is also koni. Tona ani mitzosia. So therefore the Mishnah says ani mitzosia. V'hodo toni kula shali. And then it elaborates that the only reason it's mine is not through the riya. No, I made a proper ma'aseh kinyan. The Mishnah Yisei Rashminan, the Riyah Leikoni. Let us see Rashi. Ri'isiyo. So the Gemara says, why does it have to say Kula Shali? So the Gemara says, if it would say Mitzasi alone, I would think Ri'isiyo Koidem Shehigbato Iso. I saw it before you picked it up. That's his time. I saw it before you picked it up. So the Marsha asks on this Girsa of Rashi, so what is he saying? He's saying, I saw it before you picked it up, and I would think that Ri is Koine. So if Ri is Koine, so it's not sufficient to say, I saw it before you picked it up. He should say, I saw it before you saw it. That's the Marsha's kasha and Rashi. I mean, if Riyah is koine, so by saying I saw it before you picked it up does not mean anything. That does not mean that it's yours. You should say Riyah koidem shara'isa isa. So therefore, the Marsha makes a grais in Rashi. He says Riyah koidem shehikbati isa. I saw it before I picked it up. So we have to understand what does that mean. So what is he saying? I saw it before I picked it up. So what is Rashi saying? So my shvager Moshe Hess wanted to say that it could be this havamine, that Riyah is koine, that means could be Rashi held, Riyah alone is zicha not koine. But if the Riyah brought to a hagbo, that means he was motivated by seeing it as soon as he saw it. There's a very interesting lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri says, Shero, he saw the havamin of the Gemara that Riyah would be koine, Shero, he saw, Vehinid es psioisov leilach liskois. As soon as he saw it, that motivated him to go and to pick it up. Leilach liskois. So Rashi is coming to tell us, not Rashi is coming to tell us the sichsuch between the two balei dvorim. Rashi is only coming to tell us the havamina of the Gemara, that Riyah would be koine, is only a Riyah that brought about to Agbo, and then you're koine mishas Riyah. That was the havamin. Not samas that you see something, you're koine b'Riyah. No, that means a Riyah that motivated me to pick it up. So then I say that from the haschole, I'm koine already. So that could be that shot the mashal reisiyo koydim shigbatiyo iso, and that's why my re is koydim. That's the only half a minute. So I would think beriyo koni midiktoni yachloiku. It says yachloiku. He said mitzosiyo, and that in his taina was that he was koydim with riyo. Tane kula shali. So therefore the Tane elaborates, bachazoke gmure, that means not only with the rear, bachazoke gmure, sheikbati tchilo, I picked it up, and then va'ato tfasto miyodi mishezochisibo. You took it away after I made a maise kinyan, it was already kula shali, I made a maise hagbo, and then you grabbed it away from me. Like the Gemara, how could I think that mitzosi means rie? Ba'omar Rav Noi ba'bekame ba'goizel o'machu, u'mitzosa da'aso li'yodei mashme. That mitzosa means da'aso li'yodei. Ve'filo hochi ochicha v'loi oivet kechovim, v'loi teime ki miyit rachmona oivet kechovim heiche d'loi asoi li'yodei di Yisrael, Lemachayev lemitrach alo lahadura, avalosa leyode machayev lachziro davedosoi asura. Now let me just explain, lechayre, what Rashi is saying, what the chiddush of Rav Noi is. When the psukim that speak about Hashavas Aveide, so the psukim start off as follows. Loisire es sher ochicho oyeseyoi nidochim, Visalamta mehem hoshev tishivim leochicha. That is the beginning of the parsha of Hashavas Aveide. Now, when we learn these psukim elach, so what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us there's a din by ochicha. There's a din by a yid. Loisiro esher ochicha oyeseyoi nedochim bisalamta mehem. Don't see it and ignore it. Hoshev tishivim leochicha. No, you mechuyev to take it and return it. Now, I learned this posik, so I'll derive from this posik as follows. What if I see a shoyer of a akum? I'm not mechuyev, there's no din. Loisire esher akum bisalamta mehem hoshev tishivim leochicha. There's no chiyuv hashove by a goy. Fine, there's no chiyuv hashove by a goy. But what will be the din? Fine, there's no chiyuv hashove by a goy. But what will be? Fine, I see a goy is aveide, and I pick it up. There's no chiyuv hashove by a goy. So the goy comes to me, and I'm Asian. The goy comes to me, and Shuldik, this is mine. Give it back to me. Now, from the first posik, I have no raya whatsoever that I'm allowed to keep it. The first posik just said there's a chiv hashove, that means hashove saveda, which is tirche, loisire, visalamta, hoshev tishim. The first posik is speaking about the tirche of hashove saveda. In that tirche, I'm achuyiv to be matrich myself, is davke by an aveda of a yid, an aveda of a goy. I'm not mechuyev. Fine. So, but what'll be the din if I pick it up and the guy comes over to me and shows it's mine. It says my name on it. Return it to me. So from the first posik, I have no raya that I'm not mechuyev to return it to him. It's his. So there's another posik. There's the parsha ends, v'chein tasa l'chol avedas achicha, asher toivad mimenu umitzoso. Now, mitzoso, Rav Noi said, means dasoi liyodei. And mitzoso, by asoi liyodei, there's a din l'chol avedas achicha asher toivad menu mitzoso. That it was asoi liyodei, you picked it up, it's only by avedas achicha. Not by avedas achicha, even though it's also liyodai, so the din is, you're not mechuyev to return it to him. And I'm talking about Mechiv HaShobes HaVeda. He's coming out from a mighty Gaboch. Now, we'll come back to this. Let's just see Rashi over again to understand the Loshon of Rashi. That I picked it up. It's by you, and the guy comes now and wants it back. That means without umetzosa, I would say, when is there a miut that by a shavas aveid of a goy, heichad lo yasoy liyodi di Yisrael? He didn't pick it up. So there the miut is, lemechayev lemitrach alo lahaduro. There's no chiyev to be matria, to return it. That the mitzvah of a shavas aveid of a suchal yisalem, these chiyuvim are only by a yid. But what if he took it already? Mechayev lahachziro. He's mechuyev to return it to him. That means the guy comes to him, and better nish kein toivis. It's mine. Give it back to me. So I would think, mechayev lahachziro, davedosoy asura. You're not allowed to hold his money. The miut was only a miut in adchiyev hashoveh. But you're not allowed to keep it. Davidose yasure. So the pasuk tells us that a filu, the yid picked up the aveide, and the guy comes to him and says, "Reb Yid, return it to me. This is mine. Here's my name on it. Return it to me." I would think avedose yasure, and I'm mechuyev to return it. So the pasuk says, "No, afilu the guy comes to you, you're not mechuyev to return it." That is the chiddush of Rav Noi. Not mechuyev to return it. Fine. Now, I'd like to mention this Amoira de Kebach. The Bach says that, true, not mechuyev to return it. That means, avedis akum I'm allowed to keep. A filling comes to me, says it's mine. Sorry. I'm allowed to keep it. That's the din mitzosa da soy liyode mash. Zuk the Bach, but what will be the din? Whose is it? Is it the goy's or does it become mine? So the Bach said, it doesn't become yours. It's not yours. I mean, it's his. He lost it. It's his. But you're not mechuyev to give it to him. I would think chayev, mechayev lachzire, that if I do say asure, it's also for you to keep. Kamashallah, no, I'm allowed to keep it. But who's the Bailam on it? The Bailam is Take, the guy. But I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to use it. That means he's Take the Bailam. If he lost it, I'm allowed to keep it. There's a similar sheet. There's a sheet of Hayireim. The Yireim sheet is, a fellow we hold, Gezel Akum is Mutter. I'm allowed to steal from a guy. A fellow according to him on the Yom. But it doesn't become mine. That means I'm allowed to steal. I'm allowed to use it. But if I'll steal an esrik from a goy, I won't be able to mitzvah esrik because it's not mine the first day. You need lakachtem lachem. So bekitzo, we have a bach by Ashoves Aveide, and we have a yireim by Gezalakum, that even though I'm allowed to use it and keep it, but it's, and violence, it still is, it's not mine, but not mechuyev to return it. So the achronim, eska moire de kekashe, the rosh, in the beginning of the mesechta, yev shnayim oichsim betalis, so there's a shayla who picked it up, who does it belong to, so kan shoyel aben, maybe it belongs to the one who lost it. I mean, no one is speaking about that shayla at all. I mean, shayla's, I found it, you found it, who picked it up first? I mean, and Shulnik, where's, let's talk about, it belongs to the one who lost it. So, the Rosh says, ובמוקים שהיא של מויצו. The Mishnah is speaking about במוקים שהיא של מויצו, כגוין בעיר שרובה כוסים. Speaking about a city that brief of the people are going. So the Achoinim, Rav Shmuel, Rozovsky, others loim pshat in the Rosh. So what does the Rosh mean to answer? The Rosh means to answer as follows. The Rosh means to answer that the roiv of the people in the shtot are goyim. We're not talking about a talis shel mitzvah. We're talking about a talis, a beget. But roiv of the people of the shtot are goyim. So Mustama a goy lost it. You go boss a roiv. Mustama a goy lost it. It's a goy's talis. A goy's talis, you'll have to keep it. Rav Noi said, the mitzvah does only yodem hashme. I feel I picked it up and the guy comes to me, I'm allowed to keep it. Fine. Fregen the Achoinim, a beautiful kasha. Fregen said, but according to the Bach, it doesn't become the one who, it still belongs to the guy. Now the din is, I'm not mechuyev to return it to him. I can use it, I can be mishtamish with it, but the bailus of the goy is not nifka, it still belongs to the goy. So mamela, so it becomes very difficult to mishnah. This one said, ani matzasi, I picked it up first. The other one said, no, I picked it up first. Shema shemai. I feel a Reuven picked it up first. Never became Reuven's. Reuven picked it up, he can use it. Now Shimon wants to grab it away from him, so it never became Reuven's. Reuven is allowed to use it, but not his. So they ask a beautiful kasha. So according to the Bach, what did the Rosh Farempa, that it's speaking about that Ir Sheruba Akum, if it's Ir Sheruba Akum, but Al Kaponim, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiv to return it, but it's not, doesn't belong to the one who found it. This is the kasha they ask. Rav Shmuel wants to say a teretz that the Rosh means that since there's roiv akum, so the goy that lost it is zichem yayish, because he knows that Mustamba, who's going to find it? Mustamba goy is going to find it, and the goy zichem won't return it. So the goy who lost it was miyayish. So mameila then take. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Then the taka becomes yours, because after years it becomes yours. So the Gemara says, Tana lishne ba'al menoka. Eloi hodo tana kulashali. So the Gemara asked, how would I ever have a havamin in the tree is koine? Rav Noi said the translation of mitzosa means osel yodai. So how would I think that ani mitzosi means riyah? Eloi hoda tane kula shali. Havamine mai mitzosi adiktoni tane loshim b'nei yoda nochas. B'mishna saying no. He's speaking the way people speak. V'loi loshin ha-mikro. That means people, if they saw something, I found it before you. That's the Lishna the Bnei Odom. So I would think that is Pshat in the Tana also. He's not speaking Lishna the Kro. Then the Gemara says, let it say Kula Shali. So the Gemara says, Ba'alma Diktoni Mitzosiyo. B'chomokim Sheshaninu Shamaitzim Mitzia Kono. I would think that you, when you find it, which means when you see it, it doesn't say you only kind of a tagbo. Yeah, Mishnah speaking about it, he said I picked it up, but it doesn't say any place that you only kind of was lifting it up. Let us see Tosfos. Briya ba'al mekone. So there would be a hava mine, that means without the vekulo shali, I would think that riya is koine. Faktoisvis, afal gav diktoni b'masnissen, roa sametziyah. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Hoye roichev al hachamor. A person was riding on a chamor. V'roas ha-metziye. And he saw a metziye. V'omar l'chaveroi, and he told the chaver, t'noli, give it to me. It says, so in the Yenna is not stupid. He sees what's happening. So he says, picks it up, he takes it for himself. So there it says, the Lekona Beria. It says he's not going to, unless he gave it to him. But if he says he's taking it for himself, so Tataki is not going to. We have another Mishnah. Bechein roas ha-metziyah v'nofal alel. Someone saw a metziyah, and he fell on top of it. Now, why did he fall on top of it? He thought that that's a good way of acquiring the metziyah. If you fall on top of it, that's a ma'isa kinyan. And God, he wasn't a lamdan, so he fell on top of it, and another guy passes by and takes the metziyah from underneath him, and he's kinder. Tony Nami, the Loikoni, it says he's not koine. So we have here Akasha. We have Akasha. Our Gemara said that without this Kulo Shali, I would be under the impression that Riyah is koine. So they says, you can't have such an impression. There's two Mishnayas, you see clearly that Riyah is not koine. Roa Sametziya, Bamalach Beyatinoli. Roa Sametziya, Benofalala. So you see clearly that he is not koine. So Taisu says, Motzi lemitchi, kimin da omar t'noli, oishenofel ala, goli daitei dleinechele lemikne ad sheyagia liyode. That since he said t'noli, oishenofel ala, so we see that he does not want to be koine till so let us just say pshat what how it's muchach from the Mishnah like this. That means let's talk about the second case. The second case, roas ha-metziya v'nofal olam. Why did he fall on top of it? Because he wanted to be kainah with nefila. So we see from him that he didn't want to be kainah b'riya. Or else why did he fall on top of it? The nefila is not. The Nefila was a Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara says, the Nefila Nechale Lamikti wanted to be Koina with the Nefila. So we see he did not want to be Koina with Riyah. That's the second Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Rosa Metziya V'Omar T'noli. Now the Loshen T'noli is a very, the Loshen tells us something. If he had an intent to be koine, if he had an intent to be koine with Riyah, so he should have said, hoishitli, hand it to me. T'noli means give it to me. What I mean, giving means that when I'll get it, it'll become mine. That is the taich, t'noli. So from the Loshen t'noli, we see that he had no intent to be kinder with the Riyah. So Mamela, so it's no Raya from these two Mishnayas that Riyah is not kinder. So that is why we needed our Mishnah to tell us that Riyah is not kinder. So let's see the next Taisus. The Beriyah Ba'alme Loikoni. Vahodom Rinen Beperik Abayis Valiyah Habote Behefker Koni. That abota behefker is koine. So Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a gemore in further Abayas Faliyim that abota is koine. So Taisus says, Hainu sha'oso maise koldo kigoin shegoda geder kot. He did a maise koldo. That means he made some sort of a protection around it. So then he's kind. Now, we have to understand Tosfos. Tosfos has a problem over here. Our Gemara says that Riyah is not Koine. And there it says, Habota behefker is Koine. If there's a Dover Hefker and there's Habota is Koine. Now, before we'll come back to Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to say over the Teretz of the Nachlas David on Tosfos Kasha. Nachlas David says, he says, in Yiddish, when you translate Riyah and Habote, he says, there are two translations. Riyah means Gesehen, he saw it. Habote means Achtung geben. That means, I'm watching it, that's the lotion of, this Habote. That means it's not some, Riyah means I see something. So, but Riyah ba'alma loikone. Habote means I'm looking at it to make sure no one should take it. I mean, that's the lotion of Habote. So, that's how he emphasizes Tosfos Kasha. He says, it doesn't say any place he made a gedder over there. He says, fakert. He says that the teretz is you look, it says, Riyah ba'al maloikone, abote, koine. I mean, it's two different things, it's Riyah and it's abote. What? Abate mi shamayim rei, tzumistam, yeah, abate mi, that's a different lotion. Orei, abate orei. There's a lokaponim, there's abate mi shamayim rei. A kaponim, we have to understand pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos says, sho oso maise kol du, ken shegoda geda kol. So we have to understand, not good nachlos, David asks, where does it say that in the Gemara? But we have to understand, what is the lomdus in Tosfos? Number one, what is the tziruf? He made a maise kol du. He also gather cotton. He made a small. So with what is he kind of? Is he kind of with the gather? So it's not habote behefka kone. So he's kind of with the habote. So he made a maise koldo. He made a gather. So what's, how does it work? What's the tziruf, the habote and the gather? I thought perhaps pshat and Tosfos is as follows. There is a machlikis, the sman, the shach. If a person picks up a metziah to be zeiche for someone else, then you can be zeiche, you can pick up a metziah, you can be zeiche for someone else. Zochen l'odam, mi metziah l'chaveri, kon l'chaveri. So the Sma says in Simon Reish Samach Tes that it is speaking about that he said, I'm picking it up for someone else. He said, I'm picking it up for someone else. The Shach says, it's not necessary to say you're picking it up for someone else. You're picking it up and you haven't zinnin for someone else. So you're kind of for someone else. So there's a murdike k'tois, and I'd like to be magdim the k'tois with a ran in psochem. The ran in the beginning of psochem has a pilpul. How does bittul work? This like chometz bittul. If you mavatel the chometz, it helps. How does it work? So the ran brings down other soul that she's a tois v'skarat. That bittul mitam hefker. That bittul works out hefker. I'm hefker it. So the Ran asks, it can't work out hefker. Because the Gemara says, bittul belev mahani, dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. As I think the Ran, dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. So we see a moiridik Ran. We see a moiridik Ran, that means we, our understanding of dvorim shebelev einam dvorim means as follows. A person and make some isekinyan with someone, and it's hard, he thinks, if it's going to rain tomorrow? And listen, you didn't say that. You made a isekinyan. And you're thinking certain conditions which are not mentioned. The Rashba says, if the lev is so, the maise, so, you're making isekinyan, you're thinking of certain conditions. So, dvom shebelev einem dvom. But here I'm not saying anything. I want to be mafke the chometz. So the chaynim say pshat in the ram that by a ma'ase kinyan you cannot create a chalois kinyan b'leiv. I mean the leiv is a gewaldic organ, but to make a chalois kinyan of course bailus b'leiv. It doesn't work like that. Dvarim shebelev einam dvar. There's such a concept that believe you can't make such a maisik in you. So memele, so the Ktzai says, so I'm picking up a metziah, and I'm thinking that it should help Yanish and Mikoyne. That's dvarim shebelev. The Ktzai says it's dvarim shebelev. It won't help. You can't make a kinyan for Yana. You're making a maisa gbo. From the maisa gbo, I don't see any eichocha that it should help for Beryl, and I'm thinking it should help for Beryl. That's the cloud dvorm shebelev einam dvorm. As Isaac Tiktsoi said such a thing. So it could be this pshat in Tosfos. Abota behevke koni. That means there is such a Tosfos understood that there is a maisa kinyan of abota. I'm looking at it and I want to be koinet. I can be koinet. But there's a problem. There's a problem, but it's dvom shebelev. That means you're looking at it. Maybe you're looking at it. It's beautiful. From what you're looking, I don't see your intent. So if your intent is not visible, so that's called dvom shebelev. You can't be kind. So Taisa says 100% true. That's not right. It's talking about he's looking at he made a gedder cotton. Now what's this gedder cotton? This gedder cotton is not a maisa kinyan, but this gedder cotton is a message. The gedder cotton is telling what he's making the gedder cotton because he wants it to be protected. So now I see pshat in his abote. So that's me. That is pshat in Taisvis. That Taisvis means that when is abote koine? The einish also maisa koldu. Not that the maisa is koine, the abote is koine, but the maisa koldu is megala. That pshat in his abote. So Tais dvorim shebelev. Could be this is pshat in Taisvis. Zok the Gemara weiter. We don't have a stickle problem that Taisvis and Psochem says that. That bitlas mitam hefker, and basically, that is a stickle hor. So let's go to the Gemara for it. In fact, the Gemara vozev is a ktoni. Gemara says, this whole pshat that you said, a mitzusiyo means risiyo, and in order to inform me that the ri is not kaina, that's what he says, vekulo shali. Like the Gemara Bozev is Ekton. It's two different Bovis. It's not the same Bovis. It's not the same case. Zayma Anima Tzusi. Zayma Anima Tzusi. Case number two. Zayma Kulashli. Zayma Kulashli. Omar Apopis. Some mail so the Gemara falls off from this. You're right. The two different cases. Forget about it. Metziah Taka means the Natriya. Finished. The two different cases. Omar Rapope Itema Rafsimi Barashi for Omar Lokedi Reisha Bemetzia. The Reisha is speaking about Bemetzia. Vesefe Bemekacha Memka. We're gonna see an Omar Beis. There's a whole scenario. There are two people standing by a Meicher and there's a whole Sichsach. Who bought it? Who did he sell it to? There's a whole. And now, Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, Zay Mekulo Shli, Zay Mekulo Shli. He says, I bought it. We're going to have all six of Hanamid Beis. So, there are two cases. There are two cases in the Mishnah. One case is speaking about Metziah. We have such a Sichsuch. And we have another case by Mekah Hamemke. Utzriche. So why do you need two cases? Zok the Gemara. The E, the e tone metzia. If we only say metzia, hava amine metzia hu the rabbanon rabbanon shvuolei mushum the meiri va'oma chabroi lav midi chosabo. Ezel atvis v'ispalik b'hadei. Avo mekech memke deleke lamei mahochi eimoloi. Now let us see Rashi. There are two mahalchim in Rashi, but let us just see the Ivran Rashi. By metziye the moire va'oma. A person is moire heta. Moire means he's a hero. A person is moire heta for himself. La'atzmoi, his Yetzahara will give him a heta, moire heta la'atzmoi, lechis bo b'loi mishpat. That means by metziye that Shimon sees Reuven is walking by, and Reuven sees a talus on the ground, and Reuven picks it up, and Shimon sees this, so he's moire heta la'atzmoi, lechis bo b'loi mishpat. Shimon is going to go and chop it away also. This is a matir. This is a good beggar, and he picked it up. He's my reter. I'll chop on. Where's the Yosha? No, there's a my reter. Lav midi chosar. Any mafsid klum. That means even though between you and me and Lomdus, he picked it up, he was kind already. Okay, that's in Lomdus. Aber in the my reter, the heter, what the Yetzahara tells him, he's not losing anything. If I'm gonna say I found it, he's not losing anything. Bechinam bola, he got it, mamish. Vav bola teirich, mamish. He got it as a bechinam ona teirich. So if I'll say that I found it, it's not so bad. It's my rehet. Avin mitziu de Ramban shvulei mishum de meire vam khavroy lamid khos ba ezel itvis vispalig bade. I'll go chap it and I'll get half at least. Sometime kulishly I'll get half. Shalom al Yisrael. When it'll come Yom Kippur, won't have any heart palpitations about this. I mean, but the bechinam balei b'loy tirche. I mean, it's zenene v'zenene. It's not called fine. Avo mekech memke deleke lemeimach. But by mekech memke, you can't say this. Why? Va'avo gav shezeg gam hu nosen asamois lemoiche kedekim nelekamo. Tenoket mitavai uchad midaitei v'chad bal kolchoi. Now, Rashi is going to mention, we'll see soon, Rashi, there's two there's mahalchim in the Gemara later what the case of mekech memke is speaking about. Havamina was speaking about only one gave money. The Maskona is speaking about the both of them gave money. Chad midaita, chad bal kolche. Okay, this is the whole parsha which we'll not get into. So Rashi says, but here the Gemara says, by mekech hamemke, a person is not moire heter. So Rashi says, why isn't he moire heter? I mean, the Gemara is one mahalach, he gave money also. He gave money. And vinish be, if he grabs it, the maisa, he's gonna get back half of the money. I mean, the moicha, there's $1,000 that was sold for $100. There's $200 on the table, and so the maisa, if they're gonna split up the talus, the true owner is gonna get back the shavius of half a talus or half a talus and $50. So why isn't he moicha? Avagav shezeh gam hu nosen as a mois la moicha, to the kimna la kama. The knockad mitava echad midaite vchad balkochoi. Uchsheyach loiku yitol zechatzimo iso bezechatzimo iso. So memela, why is ni moire heta over here? What is Yana losing? He gets half a talus, he gets back the money. Velochi chasong no etzle. This a person understands he's losing. Why? De lehave tzorech lo, lehave mahadar abasche le mizbeno. If this person didn't need a talus, he wouldn't go to a store to Mr. Ma, you have to understand, Bisman Chazal, there wasn't stores on every block. You went to buy a beggar. There was a whole journey till you went to the big shtetl to buy a beggar. So, Mr. Ma, this person needs the beggar. וזה שבו לחלוק בליטן חצי דומים, שלא יקדין מחסרוי, so this, he realizes he's doing enough. So there, I would say, you don't swear, because he's... There, I would say, you don't swear, because he's not Moira Heter. Let's just go a little further, we'll explain the Gemara. Hey, Maloy, there I would think you don't swear. Ve'itan emekech emekech, and if you would say emekech emekech, you swear, who the Rabbonon, who the Roma Rabbonon shvu'olei, mishum demoyri v'omar chavroi domiko yoi, v'ano domiko yehivne. He gave money, I'll also give money. This is going according to the tzad that only one gave money. Well, this we'll have to see when we learn the Gemara further, we'll understand this a little better. Hashta de tzricha ledidi, ashkele yano. I also need a beggar. So, Mamela, he's not going to lose anything. He needs a beggar. I also need a beggar. So, Mamela, there is Moira Het. He's not doing anything wrong. Let him go and look for another place. I mean, I need a beggar. Ava metzia de lekele meimahochi eimaloi. But by metzia, there he realizes he's doing enough. Because there I can't say, let him go find another metzia. That means by mekech and memke, he feels he's not doing such a bad avla because... No, I need a beggar also, so good, so I'll say I bought it, I'll give money, he doesn't feel too guilty about his actions. But by metzia, if it only say mekech memke you swear, so I would say by metzia, you don't swear, because there is not meira hefer, because he realizes that I can't say let him find another metzia, he don't find metzia. So I would say by metzia, you don't swear. That's why it says Mekech Memke and Metzia that by both cases you swear. Now let us see Rashi. Domi ko yehivna domi mani roitza litain. Avo Metzia deleka lameima chaveri yelech viyimtza acheres zavadai mechasrei moment. That he understands that's a chasore moment. So there he's not moireet. Now I'd like to mention there are two mahalchim in Rashi. The Rishonim say Pshat and Rashi, what the Shakla V'Tarya is. The Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara is as follows. One Mahalach is as follows. In the case where he's Moira Heta, the Gemara said that by Metzia, he's Moira Heta, the first Mahalach. Metzia is Moira Heta, God Bechinam. So, I mean, he feels he's not doing anything too wrong. So, Mamele, so then you swear. Chazal knew this personally. Meiretter, so he said, Rabbi, we'll say Yachloik, but you have to swear. When it comes to swear ani mitzasiyo, you know, that already is to take it is with the Rabbi Shalom Avichinduch coming. But to swear that I found it, I mean, that he won't do. So Meile, so if Chazal said you have to swear. Why did they accomplish something? They did, that's a deterrent. So a person with all his eros heta, but if he gets a tap on the shoulder, you'll have to swear. He won't do it. Give out. But by Mekir and Memka, according to the first question, there's no eros heta. I mean, he needs a coat. I mean, where's your yosha? So if he does it, He's a gazlan. I mean, he's no meiret over here. He's a shegetz. He's a shegetz. He knows he's doing an avle, and he still does it. This person who's choshed amomayna to be mafsid yen a moment, you tell him to swear also. The same yetzahora that gave him a heta to steal, and he knows he's stealing. Not a retzachain, he's not stealing. So, that's called business. I mean, so he'll swear also. I mean, that's what does anyone do? Anyway, so there I would think, so by Mekech and Memke, you don't swear. Because what did Chazal accomplish with this? Didn't accomplish anything. We're handling with a person who's not on to, who's choshed on the mind. This person will swear for souls. That is why it has to tell us Mekir HaMemka also. Now, what's Takip Shat? Now we'll come back. Now the one makes a second Tzrichese. If we say Mekir HaMemka, I think Mekir HaMemka is Moira Heta. Moira Heta, because, I need a coat. He needs a coat. Good. He can go someplace else and get a coat. He's Moira Heta. So Memele, so by Mekir HaMemka, he's not Choshed Am Amoine. But by Metziah, what do you mean? I can't say we didn't find a different Metziah. So there is Taki Choshed Am Amoine. So if we would say one, I would think the other one is Choshed Am Amoine, and therefore Chazal would not Matal Ashvur, because he won't accomplish anything with Ashvur, because the person who's Choshed to steal will swear false also. Kamash Melon, so you can learn the Kamash Melon is, both cases is Moira Heta. That means that these two Tzrichases that the Gemara brought two Tzrichases, there's a Svar is Moira Heta by Mekir HaMemka, there's a Svar is Moira Heta by Metziah. When it says both, that's the Kamash Melon, it's like a Moira Heta by both. So Memele is Moira Heta by both, so that's why Chazal said, he swear. And they accomplish something by swearing. Now he won't do it. He just said the third and he won't do it. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. And another mahalach in the Gemara is, Kamash Malon, that even though he's choshed am amoyne, loy choshed ashu ose. Money, a person who's choshed am amoyne, when it comes to shvu is very scary. So mamela, from shvu he'll be perish. So Mamela, that's the two I found them out to learn shot in the Tzrichese. So the Tzrichese is that the Mishnah is telling us that by both cases, there's a Chiyuv Shvua. Either there's a Chiyuv Shvua because in both cases he's really Moira Heta and he'll be Pirish from a Shvua. Or the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he's not Moira Heta, but he'll still be, and he's Choshed Am HaMoina, but he's not Choshed Ashvua.